stocking stuffers. Let's see what's inside what's hanging near the fireplace next on MHSAA Perspective. The holidays shower us with presents, especially those we find in the toes of stockings. We have a set of four hung next to the fireplace in our house, a scene repeated in a lot of homes at this time of year. But I'm hanging a special set of stocking todays related to school sports. And here's who they're for and what's inside. I'm starting with something for my own son. A Fox 40 official's whistle and an application to become an MHSAA registered game official. He may have been a runner when his legs would let him in high school, but when watching football action at this time of year, he certainly voices his opinion often about officials' calls. Of course, we spar verbally about calls and non-calls. He hates it when I'm sticking up for the officials, and I always threaten him with the promise that I'm making good on today. After all, you could never have too many officials. But let's get to a more traditional stocking stuffer, candy canes. Candy canes should fill the stockings of athletic department secretaries. Even in these financially challenging times, a number of high schools still depend on the athletic department secretary to do a lot of the heavy lifting, and a little something in your stocking will help sweeten your holiday season and recognize you for a job well done. Coins, legend has it, filled the original stockings one Christmas as St. Nicholas was passing through a village, learned of a poor man and his three very beautiful daughters. The man didn't have the money to get his daughters married, and he was too proud to accept charity. St. Nick crept through the chimney at the house, found the stockings the girls had set near the fireplace to dry, and put a bag of gold coins in each. The girls were able to get married, and of course, they lived happily ever after. Perhaps St. Nick could drop a few coins to help out some of our financially strapped schools. Fruit is a traditional stocking stuffer, and for our student athletes out there, they should be loading up on a stocking filled with apples, bananas, oranges, and grapes. These are good carbohydrates which provide energy to muscles. A variety of ripe whole fruits from a rainbow of colors are good in preparing for competition. Then there's toys. Lots of toys. Some toys are perfect stocking stuffers. And since some of the folks in media in general refer to those of us in the sports department as working in the toy department, we wish some nice Christmas toys for our friends in the media out there who cover high school sports on a daily basis in print and electronic forms. You give these kids, the teams, and the communities recognition for the once-in-a-lifetime experience that is high school sports, and we thank you. Of course, if you've been naughty this year, you run the risk of getting a lump of coal in your stocking. But we're not handing out any lumps of coal today. That would take a whole show to do. No matter what your traditions are at this time of year, the holidays are a time to reflect and to be thankful for what we have. And in high school sports, we have a privilege that is pretty much exclusive to the American school system and the American way of life, something for which we can give thanks for how it helps build strong kids, our leaders of tomorrow, and strong communities in so many ways. It's a treasure we should do everything possible to hold on to, and something that we should always keep the proper perspective about, that they're local programs involving as many local kids as possible and teaching them life lessons through playing games. Happy holidays from everyone at the MHSAA, and join us after the new year begins for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.